On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the season 5 premiere, episode 41 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at life's_a_draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description wherever you listen. After the draft, we'll pick a new game called Rank 'em. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. After a wild championship weekend in the NFL, he is thoroughly enjoying the NFL, his rigged conspiracy theories, and reactions to said accusations. J-Cat is here.
Hello, everybody. And thank you, Arian Foster, for bringing this up again and everyone following suit and losing their proverbial minds over it. It's wonderful.
Not mailing his extra copy of Ghostbusters Afterlife to me still and trying to stay warm in sub-zero temperatures. Catman is here.
For the record, Eric asked me about this copy of Ghostbusters like around Black Friday. So it's totally my fault. And it's literally just sitting like on the half wall when you walk in my house to like remind me to mail it. And I just haven't mailed it. So, and I haven't even sent him a picture of the digital copy, which I told him I was going to do like Christmas Day. I'll try to do that after the pod tonight. So
it's not going to need a digital copy. Just send it all. Played basketball for the first time in years and didn't die. So things are looking up for this guy. Shine is here.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Literally. I ran up the court once and then back and then I was done.
Instant wheezing.
Were you wearing a Bulls jersey?
No, can't wear jerseys anymore. Nothing but a jinx.
Were you wearing the Jordan jersey that doesn't say Bulls on the front, but just says Jordan on the front? Because those are around now for some reason. I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but this guy faked his own death so witness protection could move him to Silvertown. He got engaged to Charlene, who used to run a gator farm in Louisiana. Now he's spending his days hanging with Joe, Brandy, and Kicking Wing. Birdo is here.
Life's a garden, dig it. Come on, Rob. You had this.
Dang.
I was taking notes. It's not Clem anymore. It's Gert Beef Robe.
Joe Dirt.
Ink off of Joe Dirt. All right. Back in season 3, we drafted best 80s songs. Bo's wife, Amanda, drafted with him. But that episode, unfortunately, was not recorded. We re-recorded the episode without Amanda. Well, she's back tonight to draft and help her hubby, Bo, because we all know he needs it. Welcome, Bo and Amanda.
And by the way, Amanda already reminded Jason to record it, and he was going to forget.
Feel free to keep munching while you're talking, by the way.
She's popcorn, son. She's popcorn.
I can see and hear. And now the audience knows.
Crunch.
That's going to be a long night.
And I am your host, Eric. Beyond hyped right now. The Eagles have made it to the Super Bowl. They have a legit chance to bring home their second Lombardi trophy in franchise history. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. tpublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the worst athlete names draft. In sixth place, with no comments and 7.3% of the votes, Murdo's team, Lame names.
Lame team.
You see his face. You guys see Berto's face?
What are we even drafting?
Whenever we have last place, it just gives you my number one pick for the 70 songs.
Oh, true. Yeah.
In fifth place, with 10.9% of the votes, comments include, Metal World Peace was the stupidest name choice that I had ever heard in all of my born days, especially considering the fact that a grown man chose it for himself. As a result, I couldn't resist that list. On the other hand, a guy named Dick usually provides the comedic element of many get-togethers. You all knew some dude named Dick who was hilarious at some point in your life, which is why the other four squads eliminated themselves in my book. Bomar's team, homeroom roll call, fifth place.
Gosh, man, I thought it was going to be in third place, at least third place in this one. Absolutely. Unbelievable.
I think we have that soundbite after every week. Mm-hmm. Finding out what boat
pretty common
actually lands, and then he goes, oh man, I thought for sure I was gonna be in third place.
That's also how he talks about the Redskins, like every year's their win. Every year.
I'm not serious.
We're aware.
Every year.
They don't say third place. They win in the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna have to echo Bo's sentiments because in fourth place, comments include Steve Schartz, you win with that name right there. And sorry, there were a ton of good ones on all the teams, but Calvin Coolidge, Julius Caesar, Tuskahoma, McLish is a banger. My team, 12.7% of the votes, blame the parents. My team definitely was a first or second place team. The names I picked were not only funny, but they were insane if they weren't funny. Not to disparage. No, I don't.
Every time you come in a low place, you say, oh, makes no sense. I should be first place. Like,
yeah, no, I don't. Not disparage your guys' team. Definitely don't. You guys suck.
No, look at my team. It's hilarious. And it's awful. Hilarious. The names are awful. No, your team's terrible. Pooh Richardson, like P-O-O-H, that's not even funny or bad. His name's Jerome Pooh Richardson. Like Winnie the Pooh's terrible, but that's not a bad name. Bernd Haas. That's funny at all.
I'm just glad to see Dick Trickle got me third place at least.
I'm just saying, the fourth, fifth, and sixth, we were all pretty close to each other. The other three were like well and above all of us, so. Here we go. Third place. Comments include, I mean, ho, you fat, that wins no matter what. Catman's team, he hate me, 20% of the votes. Third place.
I mean, dong, dong, third place, baby.
Dong, dong.
Moving on up.
And in second place, first and second place were separated by one vote, which often happens. Second place, comments include, I mean, dick shot after Tugnut. And covers all the areas in the most hilarious draft ever. J-Cat's team, freshman basketball signups, 23.6% of the votes.
Back.
That means in first place, with 25.5% of the votes, comments include the one, the only, Dick Trickle. And obviously Dick Trickle. But if I'm being honest, Tim Biakabatuka brought back deep and fond memories of Madden 98.
You know it.
Giants team, the blessed nether areas. First,
how can you even say Biakabatuka only one time? They're like potato chips. You gotta say it more than once.
Doesn't make it a bad name. I mean,
it's not a bad name though.
God, Sham God, and Dick Trickle were awful. The rest of the team trash.
We weren't drafting just bad names. We're drafting funny names or good
worst athlete names.
It wasn't worst. There was no consistency. It was bizarre names.
Favorite names. That's how I went.
And it did you well, apparently.
Dick was Jason, the trick, man.
Jason, I got a question. How come 90% of your friends, when you win, they don't like it? I'm just asking.
Jealous.
They're just going to hate.
Hate.
That 10%, Sean. You got that 10% that do like you for it.
You need to listen to the Birdo tapes. That's actually kind of a question that was asked.
Stay tuned, people. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the Birdo episodes.
It was pretty close.
Birdo tapes. Well, before we wrap up that draft, here's what we should have drafted. Now, if you wrote in a comment and the name was too vulgar to read, I just kind of left it off. The first one, Rusty Koontz. I know why it was listed, but Rusty Koontz was the first one. Ha ha, Clinton Dix. General Booty. Kool-Aid McKinstry. Shooty Babbitt. Ben Gay. Stubby Clap, Misty Hyman, Chubby Cox, Coco Crisp, Sunny Six Killer, I Am Hip, World Be Free, Ruben Boomshay Boomshay, Chad Ochocinco, Antonio Brown, his name just makes me mad, Dick Paradise, here's a good one, Ivana Mandic,
no way,
Raleigh Fingers, Dickie Thon, Bubby Brister, Leaky Black, J-Cat's boy, Irina Slutskaya, Bakari Rambo, Young Ho Koo, Bumper Pool, Tiger Woods, and X-Ray Hip. Those were the names that we should have drafted.
These people need to start listening to the podcast, not just voting.
I think we did a pretty good job. Not a lot of lists, not a lot of honorable mentions there.
And we mentioned them. 90% of what you just read were mentioned as our honorable mentions.
It doesn't matter.
Is that how you pronounce Kuntz?
No.
Yes, that's how you pronounce it. Yes. It's not what it looks like.
How do you, how do you pronounce Kuntz?
No
did
way.
You look it up?
I didn't look it up.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's no way. He changed the sound of that last name, for sure.
All right, before we get to our new draft topic, I have to announce the winner of season 4. But let me first recognize our past champions. J-Cat was the winner of season 1. I, yours truly, was the winner of season 2. J-Cat and I were co-champions in season 3 with me hoisting the trophy via tiebreaker. So without further ado, here are the results of season 4. Now, I will say everybody but one person had at least a 3-point-something average finish. So this was a close final standings. But in 6th place, with an average finish of 4.2, Mr. 3rd and 4th place, Bomar. 6th place.
Really?
For season 4.
Gosh. Last.
Not last.
I am very disappointed in the Verders. I'm going to have to say very disappointed.
That's why
I'm just disappointed. I don't know what else to say. I'm disappointed.
He's trying to get himself off to a good start this season. That's why he brought his wife along for this one.
That, you know what? Like you said, Jason, you know, people aren't listening. They need to listen.
Because your explanations make your picks so much better. You mumbling through your reasoning.
He says it in the heart.
It sounds bad, but it's all pretty close relative to the numbers. But in 5th place, with an average finish of 3.6, Birdo, 5th place.
Ooh, that's all. As long as I'm in the threes with everyone else, that means we're all right there, middle of the pack.
One or two drafts could have changed this whole thing.
Not bad.
We have a tie for third. Tie for third. I'm not going to make a tiebreaker because it doesn't really matter. But with an average finish of 3.4 was myself and Catman. Catman creeping up the leaderboards, the final standing.
Leaderboard.
So we're down to Shine and J-Cat. Will he get his first?
Why do 90% of my friends not like it when I win?
Oh, yeah. I'm in that 90%.
That mumble.
The 2nd place finisher had an average finish of 3.3. So Catman just barely beat us out. And the winner had an average finish of 3.1.
Wow.
So in 2nd place is Jason Blanshine. So that means the winner of season 4, he's always sniffing around first place, is J-Cat.
I bet you this makes Delta Fire so happy.
It should. My brother from another mother over there in the Hawaiian island somewhere.
I don't think he's happy that you won.
I know.
Jason lost.
I know.
So it's pretty wild. Every vote counts. Here's the final results. We can see that. Every vote counts. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. And this week's draft is the best 70s songs. So many terrific songs that came from a decade where none of us were alive, other than Dilts, who's not here. Nonetheless, we appreciate those classic tracks from the 70s. Before we start the new draft, I want to remind everyone that Bo is still able to swap any pick with J-Cat. And thanks to, I'll say it again, the Eagles, beating the quarterbackless 49ers, I am now able to swap any pick with Shine this season or any season.
Salt in the wound.
So with that being said, bro, you have the first pick in the incredibly difficult 70s songs draft.
I don't think this will come to a shock to many. With the first pick in season 4, 70s draft, I'm going with a song that's like 6 songs in one. We know it from Wayne and Garth rocking out in the Pacer. Queen, released in 1975, Bohemian Rhapsody. You never want to make your mama cry. But if I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on. Nothing really matters.
Not even on my list. It's too long.
Yep.
Wow.
Rob, put it on the list because I knew it was going to be.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's too long. Nobody's like, let me play Bohemian Rhapsody in my car for 8 minutes.
It slaps.
Boy.
Kevin, halfway through the song when it picks up, that song is money. Bomar, Mo told me the other day, he goes, if I have no more pick, gotta take Bohemian Rhapsody. So I knew I wasn't getting it because Bo was drafted before me. So I didn't know Bobby was gonna take it.
I'm surprised Bobby took it, honestly. I didn't think.
I thought he was going somewhere else. I said,
there's no way Bobby's taking that.
Kidding me? That song's incredible. You cannot not headbang to that song when it hits that part.
That Brian May guitar solo.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's worthy number one pick. So, Bo and Amanda, second pick.
I think.
I'm letting her pick.
All right, boys.
A good strategy.
Yeah, it probably is. So I am going to pick for our number one a song that when I think of the 70s, this is a big one that I enjoy. It's a toe tapper. It makes me think of Saturday Night Fever. I'm going with Staying Alive, the Bee Gees, 1977.
It's huge.
So good.
Talking it up
on Frankie of Talking.
That's unbelievable.
Look at Jason's face.
What are we talking about? Song. It definitely is a toe tapper. It's a great way to explain that. It's a good
toe tapper.
Analysis of that song. Toe
Not even on my list.
I don't love this song. It's a big 70s song.
Huge
70s song.
Real quick. Can I steal a second round draft pick?
Yeah, you can steal anyone you want. Okay. It's just a swap. You just switch positions.
Yeah, yeah.
This is so, I know we always say this is so hard, but the first pick's almost the hardest because you have so many to choose from. I have a couple that are bolded on my draft board. Queen definitely would have been taken. I'm going to go with a song by Birdo's boy, Elton John, Sir Elton John. But which one am I going to take? In my opinion, there's like so many good ones. I could probably wait and see what's left and pick any of these. I have 4 songs of his on my list. But this song's right up there. It is none other than Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
So who's the boss? I'm the boss of this draft. Oh, Tiny Dancer, Elton John. It's such a good song. I listened to that and this other one that's really close, in my opinion. It's just it's not an Elton John song, but they're just right there neck and neck with each other. I have to lean slightly towards Tiny Dancer. Just a great song. So, Catman, you have the next pick. You know he's going hard rock. You know he's going something with some guitar. Look at him.
Not hard rock, but definitely guitar. With lyrics like, some sweat hog mama with a face like a gent. So my get up and go must have got up and went. Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith, 1975.
Oh, sweet
Not to be confused with my beverage team name, Sweet Tea Motion, a couple drafts ago. Didn't get any love for that. I was probably a fifth placer. Good pick, Kevin.
It's a good one.
Speaking of dude, looks like a lady. J-Cat, you are now up.
It's at all. That ain't no lady,
I wanted to throw it out with Shine, but it was your pick, so. J-Cat. I know he's coming strong off the heels of his first place finish season 4.
I'm going with, to me, this is a quintessential song in the 70s by a band. It's my favorite band. They've been referred to as the American Beatles for the influence that they had on music, specifically in the 70s when they broke onto the scene, playing a conglomeration of blues, rock, and country music. And this song is what they're known for, right? They've got a catalog of songs a mile long. They're awesome. The Eagles in 1977 released Hotel California as a single off the album of the same name. It's unreal. The Spanish guitar at the end, that part, like the dual guitars and kind of leaving out. I mean, that's just amazing.
Double guitars?
Story, everything. I'm going long-winded because it's an amazing song. None better than the Eagles in Hotel California.
Oh, it's a banger.
So the devil's trying to keep you there, J-Cat.
Hey, man, they got booze, they got food, and they got crazy things happening at the Hotel California. I'm never checking out, and I don't want to leave.
It's a good song, man.
It is a good song.
Solid first-round picks right now. No one has muffed a punt right yet. Yeah.
Oh, here comes Jason.
Oh, I'm coming.
Here he comes, baby.
Here he comes. Ding, 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 ding.
Never waited so long for a second pick. I'm like dying right now.
All right, Shine.
I've never felt
back
like
to back picks
come so fast.
Can't pick B-52s.
And then what?
Rock Lobster available.
B-52s. Yeah. So it's no secret. These aren't my favorite drafts. So I'm not going to waste much time. One song that I feel speaks to me is Wild Cherries. Play That Funky Music, because I'm a white boy. And then I'm gonna back unless Eric, you want.
Let's talk about the beat real quick though. That the beat, that is, that's a good song. I mean, doesn't that just scream 70s to me?
Play that funky music, white boy.
Eric, do you want the second round pick?
No thanks.
Gosh. I was trying to get rid of that. And this misery. Second pick then is going to be Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight.
Ooh, you would.
The rich.
That's 79?
Yeah.
It was 70.
December 23rd.
All right. We're going to use.
Hold on, Shine. Hit me with. It's hold on, not earned.
But listen, I am still on J-Cat's pick here. Because he's always going to pick this song.
Ding, ding, ding.
J-Cat, your pick.
Okay.
Swapping.
The commissioner, there's a trade to announce. Bomar is swapping second round picks with J-Cat. He's afraid this song will not be here. Amanda looks hesitant at best.
There's so many songs to pick from, but okay.
We want this song. So we put this on our top five.
We.
And three of them are gone already.
All right. And there's only three picks left, Bo. There's only three picks until we get to you.
But what I'm saying is our top five is already.
Okay. All right, whatever. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You
can. Oh, it's for me.
Yeah.
Do I talk now?
Yeah, you can talk.
All right, boys. So we are going to pick, it's a female, big iconic song of the era. It was one of her biggest hits, and it almost wasn't released as a main hit. But her husband actually was the one that fought for it. And it's going to be Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Off the replacement, boys.
I Will Survive.
Yeah,
really trading me picks for that?
Was that anyone? Was that on anyone else's board?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm not a particular fan of the song.
Bobby's shaking his head no. I don't think Shine had it. Rob, are you gonna pick that?
No. Maybe I'm crazy, but of my top 20, the only song I was taking was Eric's "Tiny Dancer," and that's just a chance. I literally have none of them mine have been on taken from me. That's crazy.
Well, you know, every single one
is sus. Well, hit me with the first line of your song.
You know I'm not good at that.
No, at first I was
Amanda
afraid.
Was trying to.
At first, I was afraid.
Then I was petrified.
Thinking I can never live without you by my side.
But then I spent some nights thinking how you did
me wrong.
I grew strong.
You know what?
I found the strength to get along. And now you're back.
Now I'm going.
From outer
space.
And everybody... I'm not going to hate on the pick, actually, now that I think about it, because there's a lot of female voters. They get up on, wild in the bar during that song, but.
Yeah, it's legit. Sure.
That's a good song.
Guys, I'm telling you guys, don't hate on the picks. That's a good song.
But you didn't have to move up in the draft to get it. So I don't hate on that.
Well, now knowing that people did not like that, but I didn't know that.
No one was taking a quarterback. That's true. We all got quarterbacks.
Oh, the Commanders don't.
That's hilarious. Right. We all got quarterbacks.
Catman, next pick.
Like Bobby said, most of my list is still here. I don't think anyone else would take this song. It just gets me hyped. No, because it could, might not. There's J-Cat out there. You know what I mean? Like Trailer Park Boys, you know what I'm saying? So Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song. 1970. We come from the land of the ice and snow.
Hammer of the gods.
Tribal
ships to new land. Valhalla, I'm coming.
Thanks to Thor Ragnarok, that song just
that song was all
different. Just picture it, like grabbing the Mjolnir. Oh, that's a good pick, man. All right, I'm up. Second round pick.
Do you think? Do you honestly think people are when we pick these songs? Do you think people look them up? Like, what song is that? Because I feel like people would know that off the Thor song, off the movie.
But they wouldn't know what it is.
I don't think they're going to know what it is by the name. We will release a Spotify playlist, so they could check it out. But I think some, if they're like, what is that? They could easily look it up. Why not? I have a feeling that this would come back to me in round three, but I've always liked this song. It's has an insane solo in the middle towards the end. It's incredible. Catman, it's kind of has a resurgence now, but this is not why I'm drafting. I've always liked this song, but the Young Bucks now use it for their intro music. But Kansas's Carry All My Wayward Son is unreal.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Carry all my wayward son. I love it that every time the song is announced, everyone just starts singing, and it's like this round robin of just like malarkey.
What else are you gonna do? Like, don't you cry no more.
It's in Jason first.
It's Billy Madison. Yeah, that's I love that song. All right, so we got J-Cat.
This next song is by another iconic band of British origin. British American band, sorry. And it just the arrangement of it, the voice of the lead singer, just one of their all-time greatest songs, in my opinion. And that is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Love that song.
That's a great
song. There's a lot of good Fleetwood Mac songs.
You can go your way.
Go your own way.
If anybody who doesn't like the constant crappy karaoke, then this is what you get with the songs that the songs draft, you know?
Yeah,
the fact you would do it too. Jason does not like 70s is unbelievable to me.
I'll say you guys are hitting on some of the ones that I enjoy. You're making them sound terrible after every pick, but
true.
Forward 30-second button when I listen to this podcast is going to be my best friend.
J-Cat, can I ask you a question real quick, bro? J-Cat, yes, was that your second-round pick, regardless of position?
Yes.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah.
Got to get inside the head of a cat. All right, Birdo.
I have all of my choices left, which makes this too hard, and I'm guarantee I could probably wait for this, but I'm not going to because this song was released in 1976 and there's not many words. I'm just going to play the intro.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh. Gonna Fly Now, Bill Conti, 1976, Rocky soundtrack. I think I could have got it later, but I couldn't risk Birdo. Eric.
Wasn't on my list.
Good song. How can you not want to run to that? Just jog.
Get you all pumped up.
Yeah.
Airbox.
I have so many songs that I love. I don't know.
Well, your two songs couldn't be any more different. So you definitely have some diversification there.
Better pick the Elton John son.
This band is my favorite band of all time. They only had one album out in the 70s, 1970. And when you find yourself in trouble, Mother Mary comes to me singing words of wisdom. Let It Be by the Beatles.
I want to be a Beatle.
I just like so many more Beatles songs than that. That's like one of my,
not that many 70s songs.
No, yeah. I know. You're right. Not in the 70s, but I didn't have it on my list. All right, Birdo, you got to sit for a while. Omar.
Oh my gracious.
Back to you, boy.
So I know there's songs that I really like, but I guess it's hard because are you trying to pick for what you really like? You're trying to pick for like the wins? What are you trying for?
That's the difficulty here. You want to represent your team.
I think I'm going to switch it up a little bit. So I'm going to go for a third pick. To me, I grew up listening to this guy and I thought he was awesome. Came out in the 70s. I thought of him as like a real great, just all around musician. And this song, I think if you hear the harmonica and the piano mix, everyone automatically knows who it is. And I'm going for 1973 Piano Man, Billy Joel.
Yep, that's the one. That's the one that Tiny Dancer and Piano Man are just
That was between that or Let It Be, and I definitely could have picked Let It Be later. Piano Man is a great
I really song. Love Billy Joel.
Oh, that's a good song.
Good song.
Sing us the song, you're the piano,
piano man.
Hey, Bobby, that was not that bad.
Sing us the song tonight.
You're a crooner.
Well, we're out in the mood for a melody.
Monica, ready?
We're out in the mood for a melody?
We strictly do only 80s Billy Joel music. I just want to remind everybody.
Good, great pick, Amanda. I wouldn't have picked it just because I had Tiny Answer. You can't have two of this. It's like this.
Right.
So, yeah. They're both so good. But it's definitely that was the choice right there. So, Birdo, I have one. I can't believe you didn't pick. I feel like this is your
I had like literally jam. I have 20 songs left that I would pick any one of them. I'm like, I have no idea what to do.
I have two that I really want. Rob, I know you're creeping there, and I know you have two of them on your list. But I'm going to pick this one because I'm going to switch. I'm not going to pick that one. I'm going to pick the one I think has a little more mainstream. They're both huge songs, but I think name recognition. I'm going to go with that. Another one of those just insane guitar riffs. But give me Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
I knew it. And I can't believe you didn't pick it. Sean, you know you have that one. You know you love that song. It sounds 80s to me. And I was like, 70s? Yeah. Boston? Give me that. Yeah. I will snatch it up all day and every day. I mean.
No, I was trying to like call an audible there at the last minute. And
You know what we should have done? I was thinking while you're thinking, I feel like we should have just split it 70 to 75 and then 76 to like 79. And then we would have been, then you don't have the same.
I had so many old 70. I'm like trying to push it back to like early 70s.
Because we might revisit the 80s one because there's so many left. But
I got to switch it up a little bit. I got two hard rock 70s anthems. So I got to get on a dance floor. You know what I'm saying? The song was remade in the late 90s, early 2000s. But the original's a banger too. Pretty much the same song from LaBelle. Hey, sister, soul, sister. Go, sister, flow, sister. Lady Marmalade. 1974.
Lady Marmalade.
You're my lady.
That's what? Celine Dion.
That sticks.
That sticks. That's on my list. I can't believe you picked that.
Yeah, I'm looking at my list here, and the stuff I got for my last two, I don't think anyone's going to take. So I kind of needed to, like...
Mainstream?
You think people aren't going to look at Lady Marmalade and be like, oh, I know that. And then... Yeah,
they're going to think of Christina Aguilera.
Paddington Bear loves Marmalade.
Doesn't matter. Well.
Name recognition.
The song's a banger too, though. It sounds almost exactly like the remake.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not hating on the remake.
I'm just shocked that you picked it.
Go listen to it, boy.
I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just shocked. I just thought you were going rock, like.
No, I got two. My first two were hard rock, so I had to
diversify. Come on, I'm trying to hear what J-Cat's next pick is. J-Cat, third round pick.
Coming at you. So this song really signifies a big change from the type of music this iconic frontman and his backing band would play. Even though this song was released in the 70s, it talks about a memorable night on a cold December back in 1963.
Oh,
you know, I didn't even know her name. Like, come on. This song gets me hyped. I absolutely love it. Frankie Valli sounding like he's never sounded before, just blowing the doors off it with this one, man. So,
that's a good song.
You only like it because of the band called Cheers.
Cheers.
Is that why you like the song?
I grew up with all this stuff, man. Like, I have such an old eclectic music taste because of my dad and my mom. Like I said, this was always on. So,
good song. Surprised it was a third rounder, but that's a good, sneaky good song. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Found a way to warm himself up, man. That's what it's all about.
All right, Shine. Back-to-back picks.
Amanda's feeling the pressure, guys. Amanda's feeling the pressure.
All right. Three and four. Three is kind of easy. This one kind of like stuck out because I felt like 90% of the songs that I would listen to randomly were very slow in the 70s and drove me nuts. But then all of a sudden on the radio came James Brown, Get Up Off of That Thing. I'm thinking,
thank God, this isn't a visual.
Get up off of that.
That's James Brown. Get Up Off of That Thing is the name of the song.
Yep. Yeah, it's a banger.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
It's on my list.
I think I played it twice because I just
have I ever heard it before
to move.
Yes. You've heard it. You probably just don't know what it is.
You've definitely heard
like,
it.
Like, get up now. That one.
Yeah.
Get up off.
Get in the hot tub.
Don't make me sweat.
That's what man tells me all the time.
Bazinga. Fourth pick. Just so we can move along here, I'm going with Don McLean's American Pie.
Not one single song that Jason has said is on my list. That's hard to believe.
Worst. Weird Al's version about Phantom Menace is 1,000 times better than the actual American Pie.
American Pie is such a great song, and the way that it's written and all the historical aspects of the song, it's great in that context. I think it's a great song. I just don't know, you know, how great it is in the and stacked up to some of these other ones.
Exactly.
And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. All right, we're back to J-Cat. Fourth pick.
So in 1972, a talented musician and piano player just released a song that just from the opening, notes all the way through just is as smooth. And I'm not scared of the number 13, and I don't have to put my socks on the same way every day. But some people might be very superstitious. Writings on the wall. I absolutely love Superstition by Stevie Wonder. is an all-time great song. Just the flow, the funk of it, man, just wonderful. So that is my fourth round pick, sir.
All right, Catman.
I'm going to pick it because I love it so much, but I don't know if people are going to know what it is. I know Bobby knows what it is. And I'm kind of surprised he hasn't picked it yet. Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies, 1972.
You know, I know Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
The montage in Remember the Titans of them homecoming, crushing waffles, beating up a car.
Titans eat free. Games.
Always.
For the first time, I'm keeping track of everybody's picks. I'm looking at everyone's picks, and
you're amazed that you didn't pick any.
Any good ones?
I'm not an expert.
I may have seen the error of my ways.
Right now, I'm pretty sure this is between J-Cat and Amanda /
Where do we get this? I'm glad you don't think my team's good. Yeah. That means it must be good.
The kiss of death.
Oh man, that pick I was going to pick was still there. It slipped by Catman. Catman, you might have been the one to introduce me to this song. But back in the day at Nautica, that piano, The Who, most people will know it as Teenage Wasteland, but it's Baba O'Reilly, is an unbelievable song. Love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. I kind of lost track of it.
Yeah. The opening,
Sally, take my hand and travel south across lands. Put out the fire, don't shoulder. That song's real good. That's a fourth rounder sneaking in there. Come on, y'all. Step up your game.
You do that.
Playing with Don McLean or The Who. Come on.
I have too big of a list.
I know.
It's like
I have so many songs I want to pick. I actually have three songs I really want, and that I have one pick left.
We talked about this, Eric. We talked about this in the '80s, and we should split this in seven because there's so many on our list. We're having a hard time.
Save it for 20 episodes from now. We'd revisit this. All right, Bomar, Amanda Marr.
So many ones I like on here. I am going to pick from 1973. We're going to do Steve Miller Band, The Joker.
Ooh.
Some people call me Maurice.
Because I speak of the puppetist of love.
I was waiting for some people call me the space cowboy, but you went with the Maurice part, so it caught me off guard.
The song, man, it seemed like it came out not too long ago. It just stands the test of time, I think. It seems like it's like a 90s to early 2000s song.
Steve Miller is outrageous. Like his catalog of music. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, it's good.
All right, Birdo, you got your last two picks.
I'm picking this song. I love this song. You can't hear this song and not sing along to Dream On by Aerosmith.
I think that was the best Aerosmith song, by the way, in the '70s.
I have no Elton John. I have no James Taylor. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what to do.
You whack, son. You said you were going to pick five Elton John songs.
I want to pick this fifth round song so bad no one will know it, but so I can't just throw it away that. No, you wouldn't know it. Honorable mention. This is not my... I am clueless. I'm going to drop my pen and just pick something because I'm throwing the dart. I'm clueless. I'm going to go with the song. I can't even think right now. If you're at a concert and you want to hear a song, you just yell out, Freebird!
Oh, yeah. Bob, come on.
That's one of my... Well, you actually made my pick easier because I only had it too. Owen's always like, why is this song so
Which one?
But then we just jam onto it.
Freebird.
What he said, Freebird.
I didn't know that's what I thought.
He said I'm as free as a bird. He throws a different song.
I do love how Rob, instead of saying free bird at a concert, Rob always goes, love gun.
We'll come back to that.
It's not in the 70s, though, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The spelling of Lynyrd Skynyrd is just dumb.
Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, wow. I thought there were some A's in it. I got
Skynyrd.
Look at Skynyrd.
And this
what
is, bird
does anyone know what that means? Should I? Am I supposed to know what that means?
What?
Lynyrd Skynyrd?
It's his name.
Based on their gym teacher.
What?
Whose name was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Just the name of their gym teacher. And they spelled it weird.
I know.
I got you. All right. It wasn't spelled like that then.
Nah.
Their gym teacher. So, like, that's like me coming up with a band name named Ruth Skoglund.
Skoglund.
It weird.
Skoglund?
Roth Skoglund.
Great band name.
The complete Bosch Skags.
Yeah. It's a dirty lowdown.
Terrified.
Coming up
lady.
Next, Skoglund.
Oh,
I
man.
Stayed down on Corgi.
Birdo with the free bird. Birdo definitely has the longest set list so far. Let it be Lynyrd Skynyrd, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Rhapsody.
Anthems.
Rock.
That playlist slaps.
All right. Bomar, are you going to give Amanda the final pick?
You can do it. Go ahead.
Man, there's so many. We're like discussing, and there's just so many. There's a couple iconic ones. I think I'm going to have to pick this one, Dad. This one came out in 1977. I think it's going to bring us victory. And it starts out, we are the champions. No time for losers.
Wait, I don't think
that's right, boys. We are the champions.
It's a good song.
It doesn't start off. I don't think it starts off like that.
I had to start off like that.
Of the world.
It does make me think of the Mighty Ducks, though. Every time.
Makes me think
a lot of these songs take me back to specific parts of movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many left on the board, boys. There's so many left on the board, but
it's crazy.
The entire Dazed and Confused soundtrack, volume one and two.
Mm-hmm. I could put an entire
right there.
Mm-hmm. You stop there and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Slow Ride.
Mm-hmm. Fog Hat.
Anybody know Fog Hat?
Love Hurts.
My mom was trying to give me pointers. She was like, she would text me and be like, this is a 70s song, like as if I didn't know. But she was like, Fog Hat 70s. And I was like, thumbs up, like, cool. Like, Slow Ride. Okay, but I'm not picking that. Shout out, D-Mom. So I've had the same two. Go ahead, bro.
I don't think people understand how hard it is to really just give yourself five picks when it's something like this. Like, it is incredibly difficult, especially if you're trying to make a team.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I've had these two highlighted. Freebird was one of them. Trying to look at the variation in my team, got some Elton, Kansas, Boston, most of the United States, apparently. The Who, I'm just gonna hit you with the riff. It's not the Beatles. But it is Paul McCartney with his side band of Wings.
Oh,
I'm going to go Wings.
Oh, Wings.
Band on the Run.
Band on the run.
Search for everyone.
Wow.
It's really tough. I wanted to go a little harder, Rock. And Rob, I know it might be on your list, but I just didn't.
On my list.
I just really like that song. I feel like I made a mistake. I don't know if the fifth rounder matters, but I feel like it's a great song.
I would rather maybe I'm amazed by Paul McCartney.
Catman?
I'm rethinking that third round Lady Marmalade pick right now.
Irish Remorse, baby.
It's a good song. Looking at my team, I got to go Rock and Roll All Night, Party Every Day, Kiss. My fifth pick. They're my boys.
Nah. I told you.
Yeah.
Nah, Catman.
Why?
Nah. This just. I'm glad I didn't pick my pick because we would have had back to back Kiss songs, but it wasn't that one. That is the most well known, though. It's not the best one, though.
No. We talked about it earlier.
No, that Love Gun's great too. I didn't have
Love Gun. Love Gun's great, but like you know Love Gun because I've exposed you to Love Gun. There's a lot of
but everyone's exposed to Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City.
I was gonna pick Detroit Rock City. That's what my total stuff was. Oh my gosh.
I'm kind of getting
worn down
on a Saturday
night. Not even drafted and we're singing it. That's how good it is. Mm-hmm. Rob's singing it. Good pick, Catman. J-Cat.
Man, there are some just huge songs on the board. But I got to go for one. You talk about a guitar riff that punches you in the mouth and just like leaves you like... it's amazing. A song was released in 1970, written by Jim Gordon and Eric Clapton on the only studio album.
Eric
and the Dominoes is Layla. Layla absolutely slapped, baby.
Such a good song.
I mean, so we were picking that was the song we were gonna pick. That or that we are the champions.
Oh, wow.
Layla just, oh my God.
Yeah, Layla's good.
Like 2 years ago, J-Cat, did you hear it's like DJ Khaled, Megan Thee Stallion, they like sampled that, the Layla riff for I Did It. And it was like the theme song for the finals. It's unbelievable.
I'll text it to you right later. Yeah.
It
sounds like it's amazing.
It was amazing. And Post Malone was in it too. Those were the three.
Oh,
yeah.
Posty.
Banger.
Sweet.
Shine, before you pick, I'm contemplating, if it's even possible, stealing your pick just to have a sixth pick, just to get that extra song in there. But it's not a pick swap, so I don't know if I could do that. But I'll save that for a first rounder for sure.
You might want to pick swap that last song. Ooh,
I just had an idea. In a future betting, in future bets, not that you get to take their pick, you get to take their actual pick. So like Shine could have took Jordan from you. And that's a real wager, boys.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, you think you have Bohemian Rhapsody? Yoink!
Bye, Felicia.
All right, Shine, you got the last pick in the 70-song draft.
Mm-hmm. Are going to keep this short and sweet.
Don't make it suck.
And I was going to.
It already has.
It wouldn't be my pick if it didn't.
Suck cut.
It sure does
suck. It certainly does.
We're going to end tonight's draft in Margaritaville with Jimmy.
He's probably going to be this team's going to be mine.
Jason.
If he freaking wins, I'm done. Jason. If he freaking wins, I'm done with this draft.
It's you Pina Colada Bird that came out 7 years. That's all.
Eric said I second that.
Pina Colada Bird.
Jason, are you serious?
I can't put this much work in for that pick.
Oh. I can't put this much work in.
Jason, you picked Margaritaville.
Every one of you try to sing your songs after every single pick. 30 times. You guys picked.
They're awesome.
Tried to sing it. So off tune, it wasn't even funny.
But you see how no one picked. No one
the
sang.
The sad part was no one sang after your songs. <That's> what, that was the sad part.
Maybe that's why I picked them.
That's true. Good strategy, Sean.
Wow. How are we going to do this honorable mentions? Because we
three. I mean, you get three and that's it. Not four.
Not four.
Three.
I'm going to pass all three of mine to Amanda since she's.
No, I want to hear what you have.
I don't have anything else.
Exactly.
Landshine. Dirt.
No, I want to hear what you have. Songs.
Passing all three of mine to Amanda, the guest, being a gentleman.
Thanks, sir.
That's not happening. But so we'll go with J-Cat. Three songs. Honorable mentions. Right. They're free. J-Cat, undrafted free agents that you're picking up after the draft. You only have cap space for three.
All right. Saturday Night's All Right. Elton John. That's an absolute wonderful song.
Interesting.
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass.
What a good wife you would be.
You would be.
Oh, my Lord.
Kurt Russell, baby. Absolutely.
Always. And my last one would be, love this song as well. Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. Absolute wonderful song. So
yeah.
Those would be my three that I would roll with.
Catman.
Fox on the Run.
From Sweet. Oh, yeah. It's a good one. I got that. Sean, you'll like that song. Sean, look up Fox.
Overdrive.
I know that one.
Let It Ride from Ooh. Invincible.
Oh, yeah.
Banger.
I don't know that one. Let It Ride.
You know it. You just don't know really? What it is.
BTO. When I will be the night. Ride, ride, ride. Let it ride.
Let it ride. Goodbye.
My I told you that
line. Quick sidebar. You guys, you know, Bachman Turner Overdrive is like taking care of business. Yeah. Did anyone hear during Christmas time the Taking Care of Christmas remix by them? Taking Care of Christmas. It's awful.
Was it on a commercial?
No, it was on like the Christmas like Sirius station. Really? I would crack up every time it came on. Everyone was like, "What is this?" I'm like, "Some oh man, it's a cover of like their own song." It was JK. You heard it?
Yeah, and, I was dying every time it came out. I was like, what? I was like, somebody needs some money.
Yeah, that's a money grab for sure.
My third one was "Bang a Gong" by T-Rex.
Oh
that's
yeah,
that's a good song. That's a good song.
It's like in every movie montage. Like it's just it makes you, just makes you want to smile. Like.
Pressure's on.
Three undrafted free agents. Michael Jackson, "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough."
Yeah,
you gotta have that. Gotta have that, right?
79.
Hard in that. Yeah,
he broke away.
I love Queen. Is one of my favorite bands of all time. I know Bobby picked Bohemian Rhapsody, but "Don't Stop Me Now" is probably my second favorite. If not better.
Yeah, it could be better, but
yeah, well, it's on like commercials and stuff now. Have you ever seen the Jimmy Fallon show, Paul Rudd do the lip sync battle for that before lip sync battle was a show? It's hilarious where he sings that song. And
hopefully that make me
Tom dead. Petty, Heartbreaker's "American Girl." Go to the Starboard any night of the year, and it's gonna be played. Yeah. All right.
Make a last song, make a last
song. That's three. That's my three. I have no one else to say. Save some for the voters. Bomar, Amanda Marr. Actually, you know what? I will. Amanda, you can have Bo's or Jason's three because Bo can have his three and then you can have your three.
All right, I'll do my three first.
That's fair.
Okay, yeah, you need three first.
So, my three, this is I wasn't going to do it because I don't know how many people would like it, but John Denver, "Country Roads." Sorry, I grew up country. Country Roads.
Take me home.
Take me home.
That's okay.
That's a big one for me. So my
I get it.
Earth, Wind and Fire, September.
Mm-hmm. Yep, on my list.
That's a good one. Yo, Amanda, that came on the radio today, and I'm listening to it. And I go, I'm like literally saying, what are the words to this song? Like the you know what it is? It's body up. It's not words. It's
yeah.
I was like.
Dad's favorite bands growing up. We listened to that one all the time. And then I don't know, this was kind of going into the 80s, but Heart, "Crazy on You." I love that band.
Girl band. A lot of good songs.
Oh, yeah.
Magic Man. Oh.
Barracuda. Oh. Who was that? Is that you? Oh, yeah.
Let's go do this one first. All right,
these are Bo's picks because he can't remember how they go.
Yeah.
He actually, this is pretty funny. Before that started, he really liked, so he picked Jackson 5's "I'll Be There," but he thought it was the Friends beginning, the Friends theme song. He's like, isn't that how it goes? I'm like, absolutely not. That is not the same song.
I'll be there.
Same person who's been mocking all of my picks. I can guarantee you, I knew that was not.
Shut
that's
up.
That's amazing.
Bo's second one was Marvin Gaye's "Let's Get It On."
I hate that song. One. That's on my hate list.
And then his last one was the Commodores, "Brick House."
Oh, levels.
That's like right there with "Play That Funky Music With Me." It's like the beats, like the burp, burp, burp. Like it's all, they always like intertwine in my brain.
"I'll Be There" was almost my fifth round pick.
Really?
It was.
No, you should be ashamed of yourself.
It would have been.
Look over your shoulder, man.
I'll be there.
I was in a Margaritaville state of mind. So
"Slow Skate," "Skate World 2.
Oh, you visited the Mexican restaurant earlier, huh?
All right. This is an honorable mention because this song is amazing. If you watch the show Breaking Bad in the season finale, the song that show ends to is called "Baby Blue" by Badfinger. It is amazing. Great song. I also love My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. I love that. And sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to run.
You never count your
money.
Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
That's a 70s song? What's the year on that? I thought that was 80s.
And for my hated songs.
Oh, we didn't, I didn't. Gambler's
Car Wash. The Car Wash. Working at the Car Wash. Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. And Everyone Was Kung Fu Fighting. Straight trash. All of them.
I didn't figure we were going to kind of scrap the worst songs. It's. Yeah.
Oh, I have
some. Some. Do you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Amanda. So Funky the worst Town. 70 songs? Ooh. Oh, Funky Town by Lips Incorporated. Cannot.
It's her voice. It just keeps anyway. And
true.
I
but
you guys probably
the beat.
All love this. The beat's good, but her voice just shrills and
okay.
I can't think.
All right, I get it.
So I know that you guys probably all liked it, but this song Lowrider.
No, it was on my list.
Yeah.
For worst.
No, it was on my list.
It's on my worst.
Oh wow.
I'm sorry, J Cat, but the YMCA. Was
another. Don't worry, that's fine with me.
Okay.
I don't have a worst song off the top of my head. Batman?
Anything that Blanche had picked you want to put on your worst list?
I don't have a worst song.
Let me look at that list. No, I'm not a big fan of American Pie, but I get why it was picked.
Just throwing shots, Blanche.
Me too. If you're throwing shots, I get to throw shots.
Jake, do you have a worst song?
Did anybody say ABBA, Dancing Queen?
No, I had that on my draft board, though.
That's the worst song I've ever heard in my life. Somewhere that's playing on a loop.
I agree with that. I thought you lost Street Pen for that. It was at the bottom. Just threw that on there. It's
a good song in the 70s, though.
Yeah,
not that it was good.
You didn't pick that one, right?
Wow.
You didn't say anything about that one.
That was my honorable.
I could see why it would be on the worst list. Shine, you got any worst songs, or did you already pick five?
I picked five of them. Yeah.
Nah, it's not that bad.
I know. No, I'm good.
That was the 70s draft. It was tough. We all have plenty of songs left on our lists. All right. Well, before we wrap up this episode, we got the new game. Everybody had a chance to sample it other than Catman. And Amanda is obviously new to you, but it's called Rank 'Em. So you're going to need a piece of paper or your phone. You're going to have 1 minute.
Rank, okay. rank.
You're going to write down as many as you can in the category. I will reveal the top 10, and you will get points for each correct answer you wrote down. So the number one answer on the list would be worth 10 points, and number two would be 9 points, and all the way down to number 10 getting 1 point. You will add up all your points in the round. As you go along, as I say the names, you add up your points. So at the end, you can just tell me what your total is, and we will and take a picture and send it to me.
Yeah.
All right. Whoever has the most points that week will get first place. And we will have a ranking of each week, and we will average out the finish just like we do the drafts. Does that make sense? Honor system obviously is in play here. In the next minute.
That's 60 seconds, Bo.
I don't think it really matters, but if you have your draft board or your what we just drafted out, can you cover it up or flip it over? Because I feel like it could be a big help. I mean, we're probably going to remember most of it anyway, but you don't want to just write down names that you see, top of your head. 60 seconds. According to ranker.com, who are the best rock bands of the 70s? We named a lot. Did we name them all? I don't know. But can you think of them in 60 seconds? Your time starts now.
Is it bands or people or both?
Bands. There are no solo acts. Please put down your pencils, pens, or typing fingers. All right, here we go. So again, just if you have this team name, if you have this band written down, just put the point total next to it and then we'll add it up at the end. All right, number 10, the 10th best band. There were a lot of lists out there. I went with ranker.com. I think it has like a lot of people voting and stuff, but you never know. Number 10 was, no one drafted this band, but Black Sabbath. I had Iron Man on my list.
I did not draft it.
It's only worth 1 point. So if you didn't have it, not a big loss. Anybody have that?
Nope.
All right, number 9, great band. I actually just recently discovered how many good songs this band has. But ELO, Electric Light Orchestra,
yeah,
they are the number 9 Band of the 70s, so that's worth 2 points. If you got ELO, it's 2 points.
Dude, evil Telephone woman. Line.
Bro, you know the song Billy Madison when Steve Buscemi puts the lipstick on and he lays back? That's ELO. It's on the telephone line. Number eight, J-Cat. They had to be on your draft board, I know. Probably Rob, too. But worth 3 points, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, yeah. God.
How did I have that one there?
Just, has anybody got a team yet? That? Has anybody got a band yet?
No.
Not yet.
Froze. Right. With 10 seconds left, I completely froze and just stared at the paper.
All right, there's a lot of heavy hitters left, 14. Though. You have what? You have 14 names?
We have 14 teams. Okay. Yeah.
Names, all right, number seven, worth 4 points, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones. Bobby's shaking his head. He forgot that one. That's a four-pointer. Number six, worth 5 points, this Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd, integral part of the 70s. The Mars looked disappointed. They forgot that one. Shine, you have any yet?
Nothing yet.
Shine has none so far.
I'm right, Jason, top five. Hold on, Eric. Jason, how many do you have down?
Six. I already texted them to everybody.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All right, number five, worth 6 points.
Van Halen.
Not Van Hagar.
No, you didn't. Hagar. Van Halen.
Hey, no spoilers. Number five, worth 6 points, is Fleetwood Mac.
You yes.
Can go on your own way. Get yourself six points.
You can go.
6 points.
Way. That was day six.
That was autocorrect.
I actually had Fleetwood Mac. Don't Stop. Oh, The Chain's good too, but Don't Stop. That's a good song. Dreams. That's a lot of good ones.
Landslide, one of my favorite songs ever.
Landslide's good. Number four, worth 7 points. I drafted one of these band songs, but The Who were 7 points. It's a big one. Number three worth 8 points. It was a first rounder. Going all the way to the Hotel California with the Eagles. The Eagles were number three, 8 points.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No.
Top two bands of the 70s, according to ranker.com, worth 9 points. My personal favorite is Queen.
Yes. Queen.
9 points. Two? Number two. Yep.
Oh, man.
It's number one. Who do they say is number one?
Number one. Catman, you drafted one of their songs.
Kiss.
Other ones didn't come up, but there are a lot of good ones. I'm not a huge fan of the band, but it is worth 10 points.
Yes.
Zeppelin.
Oh, good, baby. Good.
Zeppelin.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Take a second. He said, I don't know. Take a second. Add a few points. I'm going to ask you for just a second what your totals are.
Man, I did like quick Stones, like, you know, research, and it didn't look like the 70s. I was like surprised. Maybe it was like late 60s and then like late,
a lot of 80s.
Early 80s. Yeah, I was like, man, like Brown Sugar was in there, but like,
you got to jot them down anyways. You think about it, you know,
yeah, I mean, but I just didn't. I put the Beatles down, but True. I'm not the biggest Beatles fan, but honestly,
all right, Shine, how many points did you have?
Zero. Bilch, nada.
You're joking, right?
I'm not.
Wow.
Right. I want to see your list.
Actually, let's let the audience hear the list.
I'm going to remind you that this is not a cumulative point score here, so.
You're right. True. But Jason's list: Kiss, Metallica.
What?
Van Halen, okay. Beach Boys, Beatles, and Jackson 5. So. That was a full minute, by the way, not 12 seconds. You had a full minute to
For the record, I was drinking the beer for, I don't know, countdown, at least 25 seconds left to go.
He said Jackson 5. Jason, you know it was
he
like.
Said Metallica. Right? He said Metallica.
Well, you brought your wife on to help you through this draft, so I would just.
Marshall Tucker Band, by the way. Good, nice shout out.
Jake, how many points did you have?
23.
Catman.
18.
Do I need to double check the math, Rob?
No, 10 plus 8.
I'm just right.
That's easy. Come on, all son. Right.
Mars.
The 8 in there, Rob.
I will say I
didn't have to multiply it.
We have 37.
37.
Yeah.
Bro. 37.
30. Two people for crying out loud.
Yeah, they also have two brains. Can we divide that score by two, please?
Yes.
One of the half brains. Like, you guys really think Bo got those? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That is an interesting counterpoint.
All right. So, Bo, you have a first place. Bro, it's second. J-Cat third. Rob fourth.
I feel like I always come in third or fourth.
In the games? Oh.
Yeah.
That's everybody. So that was ranked boys and girl. That was the season premiere of season 5. 41 episodes deep now. Closing thoughts on the episode and or the start of season 5. Starting with always Catman.
Episode super fun. Yeah. Not last. There was a lot of not last in this season. So
Shine.
Finished last in that game tonight. Start of the next episode. I'm feeling like a good fourth place finish is in store here.
I will do the pick swap for to bet that you don't come in fourth.
No, wait. Do the pick swap that I don't come in last.
I can't trust the American public that well.
Yeah, we have some Belgian voters.
Direct. Like, that's already like a one out
Belgian
of
shot, so.
Omar, closing thought on the episode.
I'm gonna let Amanda say it.
Well, I was coming to her next, but okay.
I was about to say go. Thank you, boys, for letting me come on again. Anytime there's a music trivia, music anything, music songs, always here. And you know, I have to help because someone that's not a strong suit. Other things are, but not music.
Bo, you agree with all that?
I agree. It was fun. I did help out a little bit. We did stay up quite a bit. There was a couple of nights that she made me stay up and listen to 70 songs, and it was good. I like this music. Even though I'm not good at it, I like it.
Shine, you got to listen to the playlist once it's made, all right?
I will.
All right. Jacob?
This was awesome. I love the 70s, a great era of music. Just a lot of things going on in the 70s that gave way to, you know, the music that we hear today. So it was awesome. Just really excited about it. I still want to stay up and listen to music, even though I should probably go to bed.
And Birdo?
Whenever we have a music draft, I get so like flustered and confused because I want to say so much and talk about so many songs. It's hard. But it is what it is at this point. We're going to let it be. And I always leave you with a verse. We're going to do Matthew 5:16.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast. And thanks for listening. Actually, I didn't really look at the list, but number 11, just for fun, was AC/DC. 12 was Boston. 13, Amanda, was Heart. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were 14, and Aerosmith was 15. So if we had any tiebreakers, then solid top 15.
I'm still at 0 points after that list. Can we keep going?